Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Raphael? Tom? Oh my God, they've gone on holiday without me, and I'm left in the house home alone on my own. So here we are, it's me, Clarky, for another bonus edition of Flatshare Slamdown. And it's a bonus because you won't be hearing a normal episode, you'll be hearing the chat we do before an episode. And I know what you're thinking, that doesn't sound as good as a normal episode, but it is. So before we do a show normally, we chat to the audience, we'll read out some of the beefs that won't make it into the episode itself, and we bring our guests out and sometimes have a little chat to them. So you're going to have a lovely time listening to it. I hope I haven't put you off. I'm a little bit scared right now because there's a man outside my house shouting, and I don't know what about, but I don't think it's aimed at me. But either way, it's put me on edge. But never mind all that, you don't have to worry about that. All you have to worry about is listening to this episode, which is nothing to worry about. So you have nothing to worry about other than whatever's going on in your life at the moment. But listen to this episode and then you won't think about the stuff in your life that's going on at the moment and you won't have any worries. And that is a money-back guarantee. Scarf, scarf. No one pays any money for this. Enjoy the episode, guys. I love you dearly, and I'll probably come back and have a little chat to you after the first little bit we'll do, which may feature a little bit of Liam Williams and Barry from Watford, you lucky sons of guns. Oh, so have a great listen. See you in a bit, you guys. Bye.
Flatshare slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flatshare slam down.
And we're sharing with our mates.
Flatshare slam
Someone
down.
Someone did a slow it down.
Flatshare slam down.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your flatmates for the evening. It's Pappy!
Wowee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing? Fantastic. Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh, Flatshare Slamdown.
You
reckon Flatshare Slamdown.
Podcast.
Yes! Yeah. Give us a cheer if you've been to a flat slam before. Give us a cheer if you haven't. Really? 50-50?
And that's why we've got so many people filling in Beef Brothers.
Yes.
That's the reason.
Great response.
Well,
People who've been before in a sound sum up the experience that the people who haven't been before are about to have. Go!
Yeah. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Strap in, guys.
It's a real menagerie.
It's a real petting zoo of an evening.
You can expect all of that and more.
So basically, it's a podcast. It's set in our flat. I'm the landlord.
Where is our flat?
It's Bristol.
It's Bristol.
Fun fact.
Wow.
It's Bristol. I never told you until this day, but I've always pictured it in Bristol.
Well, if I'd have known, I'd have attempted an accent.
No, that's the reason why.
Would have attempted that accent.
The reason I didn't say Zimbabwe as well. Very much.
I love your buildings.
No. No. What? Dutch? I mean, that was quite a sort of Dutch. Dutch by way of the valleys.
Not in Bristol.
There's always a lot of Welsh to all your accents, isn't there?
It's always, it underlies it, apart from my Welsh accent.
Yeah.
Tragically Indian.
Australian.
So
basically, it's a panel show set in our front room. I'm the landlord, Tom and Ben here. Hooray for landlords. They're the best.
Have I told you I'm on my landlord's
shit list?
Well, no, like, my landlord lives in South Africa, and for some reason I've ended up on his mailing list with his mates of funny photos that he sends round.
Oh, I love the mailing list.
I'll get an email from him, they'll be like, women drive like this, and then a picture of like a car off a cliff, and then look at this cow taking a shit, and then another email that says I'm putting your rent up 50%. And now I don't know what relationship I have with my landlord to be like, God, oh, those bloody women drivers though, mate. Can we make it 7%?
Do you not think? Yeah, can you go back with some funny photos? Like, yeah. What about that great one of the man with his dick in the exhaust pipe? Send that back to him.
Be like, this is what you're doing to me, mate. With your rent increase.
You're fucking me like this, Nissan.
You really stuck your dick in my tailpipe, mate.
Really, really has.
Oh, what a mental image to kick the show off with.
Yeah.
It is a mental image. I'll send it to you. Listen, so...
Yes.
We'll have your punch in the air enjoy, mate.
It's actually, if you go, it's my profile pic on LinkedIn, so you can see it there, so it's fine.
Some of you filled in your beef, brothers. We've picked one of your problems to solve during the show, but some of your problems we're not going to solve, but we'll read them out now, just to have a quick chat about them.
Why not?
Clarky, have you got one there?
Ooh, baby, do I? No. I got one from Alex here. I foolishly got my boyfriend a 6-foot inflatable T-Rex. Ages 3 to 8 at the Early Learning Centre.
The T-Rex is aged 3 to 8.
Good stuff.
Barry!
Wow! I'm really pleased that Clarky shut you down there, because I was literally going to say the exact same thing. Really dodged a bullet there.
Surely it should be thousands of years old, right?
For Christmas, it has been in our living room fully inflated ever since. I've created a monster...
Literally.
Terry dominates our living room and there's no space for the dining table.
Where the fuck have you put the dining table?
Terry's eating it. Who's that from?
That's from Alex.
Where are you, Alex? Yeah. Oh, hey, Alex. But I mean, what's
was
the
that your only present for Christmas?
No, not the only one.
That's all right then.
Just the
that's
main,
the main
that's
one.
That's the main present.
Ooh.
That's not good.
You've gone for spectacle over substance, haven't you?
That's a good thing, though, because most of the main presents I get from my girlfriends, they get put away.
Wait, girlfriends? Hey!
Whoa!
Yeah!
They get put away. You should get put away more like
that. Clarky, you reprobate. How many girls you got on the bubble, mate?
He's in it for the presents,
this
isn't he?
This is incredible news.
He's in it for the presents.
Because I knew about 3 of them, but how many are there?
Wow! What's your problem there, Matthew?
Well, it's not my problem, it's Rachel's problem.
No, I was asking you in general. What's your problem?
I thought the table got covered that. But Rachel says, my cat woke me up, which is great, your flatmate, your cat. My cat woke me up by biting me on the chin. That seems quite cute, really. And
what?
My housemates want my cat dead. There's a lot of problems going on there. Rachel, where are you? Hi, Rachel.
Do you think it's cute to bite someone on the chin?
I think it's adorable.
Ooh.
Come here, mate. Come here.
Is that a little chin bite?
Go on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Get out of here.
That'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
Couldn't do it. I once...
Chin bite sounds like a Jason Statham movie.
Chin bite, mate.
I'm going to punch you so hard. Your chin bite.
Oh, what? So it's
a sentence.
Yeah. Wait, so he punches...
One word.
He punches people and they bite their own chins off.
Yeah.
You're going to have a massive overbite to do that.
Statham.
That would be incredible. We've solved that problem. Harry, what was your problem?
It says here, my housemate has discovered a small pea-sized lump on the shaft of his penis.
Hang on a sec, hold tight. You're making
and
this up.
And he doesn't
know
what to do about it. It's like solid... And it's halfway down the shaft, and it's like a gristle.
I can tell you what that is.
Has anybody else got this? Is it normal? What should he do about it?
It's probably a cyst. What you have to do, because I had one in my bollocks.
Yeah.
What basically is, it'll be your urethra will have just developed a bit of build-up because you're not clearing the pipes.
Whoa, I'm clean.
Well, you've got to do a bit of chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chiroo, I'm afraid, mate. And, what they do is they put jelly on your genitals and then they give you, like, an ultrasound on your dick and your balls.
Baby.
And it's really good because you get to sit there on your own and everyone around you is pregnant, apart from you. And then they go, and you come, Mr. Crosby, and they jelly up your balls and they go, oh, it's fine.
I'll get a scan.
You get a little scan, yeah.
Well, I'll be able to text it around my family.
You can put it on Facebook, yeah.
Cool.
Genuinely, is it, how far along the pipe is it?
It's, like, halfway down.
Half an inch? 2 inches.
Whoa.
No, I genuinely just want to know how long you... Anyway.
Well, that's that problem solved.
What the hell was all of that?
Everybody's got a real mental image now of both Parry's pipe and my ball, so Clarky, spread the love around, whip it out.
Sophie H. in the house. This lady who lives in my building looks at me with such disdain whenever we cross paths. Mom.
Oh,
it's a good joke.
That's a classic pullback and reveal.
Joke.
That is.
You'll know the good jokes because Tom will tell you.
Yeah.
You think, oh,
he only says
joke.
It about his own as well.
Yeah. This is an incredible one. It's not a flatmate. There's no name here. Who's got the dog?
Oh, they might want to remain anonymous.
They might want to remain anonymous.
Yeah, they probably didn't put
the dog wants reason. To remain anonymous.
Yes.
Dogs often do, don't they?
Dogs.
They rarely introduce themselves. Those shady bastards.
went on the march on the weekend, and quite a few people had dressed up their children and their dogs with like slogan T-shirts, and I was like, "What if your dog's a Tory?"
Yeah, most of them are.
Most dogs are Tories.
Shy Tories. They'll never admit it.
They know where their paw print was on May the 5th.
Sorry. That was, by the way, you can tell not one of Tom's good jokes. This is exciting. My dog keeps watching me when I get dressed. I do close the door, but he takes a run up to barge it open. Bwah! What the perv dog, what you gonna do?
I've got from Jess, Mousegate.
Great name.
Yeah.
She sounds like a cartoon heroine.
Yeah! Yeah, I'm glad one person's on board with that.
No, that's Jess Mousegate over there, aren't you, Jess?
She's on board.
Yeah!
Jess Mousegate's here! Yeah!
She sounds like a cartoon heroin addict.
What's Mousegate got to say for herself?
Our flat is now home to 4 humans and 2 mice. Yeah!
Oh, right. Are you going to do that all night? Because
it's a very mild rally.
I smell a sitcom.
2 of my housemates see no reason to call the exterminator. Their reasoning, you can't kill all the mice in London.
How big's your flat?
They regularly come into the kitchen and living room, and my housemates claim they can't see them. Now, are they real mice, or do you see mice?
Like a very mild sixth sense.
Yeah, or like a bad one of your already senses.
Should we start?
We should, yeah. We're not going to top that.
Clarky's peaked and we haven't pressed record. It's a real shame.
Right, so we've got 2 fantastic guests. Let's bring them out. Yes. Please, folks, go wild and crazy for the fantastic Liam Williams and Barry from Watford.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Flash it, slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flash it, slam down.
We're sharing with our mate.
Flash it, slam down.
Someone's going to slow it down.
Flash it, slam down.
Well, I think we can all agree that was some good, solid stuff. I would score that first section a clean 10 out of 10. Some great jokes, some great chat, and some top-notch japes. And that's from someone who hasn't even listened to it yet. So I can only imagine the elation you guys are feeling. So, the good news is, there's more to come. And I've had a text message, if you heard that. So, doubly good news. But I won't be rude and look at it right now. I'm going to tell you what's coming up in the next section. Sorry, I was just checking that text. So here we go into the next section. I'll see you at the end. You know, there's no good reason for me to be there, but I'll see you out. Enjoy the section, guys. Bye.
Hey, we're all here.
Do we normally do like a big announcement from off stage, like please welcome your podcast stars?
Not those words.
We're normally on stage and then you announce it.
Please welcome your podcast stars.
See? I mean, that's just not bad.
I feel that what happened there was you didn't name the podcast stars. And I think, Tom, you were right to do so because the name isn't the selling point. But I feel like it went, your podcast stars! And everyone was like, okay. And then it stopped and they were like, what do we do now? So if you say, my podcast start, and then you remember it's always up at the end.
Up at the end.
Yeah.
Up at the end. Every time. Every sentence.
Yeah.
That's Australian.
That's just Christian. Oh, no.
Every sentence.
I had a fever dream last night.
Let's talk about it.
I dreamt we were on QI. And, yeah. Hey, why is that funny? 10 years we've been doing this. Probably that's the funny. I drove around QI, all 3 of us, and just before we went on, I said to you, Matthew, have you prepared anything? You were like, no, we're just going to wing it. And then we went on, Ben got his guitar out, sang everything, and people loved it. And you prepared jokes to say about what Ben was singing, and people loved it. And I woke up in a cold sweat. Fry was livid with me. He was cross.
I've got an announcement. We should really have chatted about this off stage, but Clark and I have been asked to be on QI.
No!
Now that Toxpick's taken over, they're taking a weird... We're going to basically be the singing corner. Oh, Clarky plays the guitar and I just say sarcastic things about it.
Literally my worst nightmare. The
the two of you end up successful. Yes.
It's all right, buddy.
It's the golden rule, isn't
Don't
it?
Don't you worry about that.
It's the golden rule.
A nightmare only.
Yes, you can it's do other things, happen. Just as long as they're not too good. That's the motto. Welcome to Flash Air Slamdown. Are you well?
Yay!
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Yes, it's really warm, isn't it? Isn't it warm?
Is it November?
Can I take my jeans off?
No.
Because you wouldn't... It's not going to be a problem, is it? Yes. I didn't pack any shorts. And it's warm for jeans.
Go for it.
Pop your jeans off. Go on, pop your jeans off.
It won't be a problem, will it?
I think that's completely fine.
No one can see.
No, you're fine.
I genuinely find it difficult.
What are you...
Is that right?
Is it laundry day?
That's... Yeah, he's commander.
Tom, you've got to now do that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That would be a great trick if that was actually your penis then.
Yeah, my penis can't do that. We all know that. Oh, not impressive. Anyway, so... There's about three things it can do.
Please don't list those things. Yeah, you can open bottles with it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Never get invited to parties.
That's even more than mine. Incredible.
So, welcome to Flash Air Slam Down. It's a live podcast with your podcast stars. Pappies. And this week, the theme of it is making the bed.
Making the bed. Making the bed.
Was that a super match game from Blankety Blank?
Yes!
Yes, lovely bit of it.
That's why we're friends.
Making the bed.
It's also the song making that the I bed. Sing in my head when I'm making the bed.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, whatever chore I'm doing, I sing.
Hoover in the ground.
Yeah.
You've got a very sweet path, haven't you?
Yeah. A lot of chores.
It's a very well kept garden. He's
well, oh, thank you, buddy. Very kind of you.
Very nicely hoovered. I do spinning around. That's what I do. So like, I'm making the bed.
Really?
Get out of my way.
Well, whose bed are you making? Whose way are you
I make
in?
People's beds against their will. That's one of the things I've been
doing. Gosh, is that allowed?
Been doing.
Sleep.
Yeah. So that's the theme this week. Later on in the show, we're going to be doing a round called Beef Brothers. You all know about Beef Brothers. Here are some of the beefs that
you... Oh, give us a cheer. You've never been before.
Hey!
Give us a... Oh, okay. That's it. I don't know what the next question was going
to be. You're supposed to start with, give us a cheer if you've been before.
Hey!
Give us a cheer if you haven't been before.
Hey!
And then make a comment about the people who haven't been sound more...
You were much funnier in my dream. You were much funnier in my dream.
Well... Quick,
I'll sing it.
Get the six string out. So here are some of the... Have you got any beefs that are not going to make the show?
Ben says, my housemate puts protein powder in everything. Is that a bad thing?
The bath. Where's Ben?
Hello, Ben.
Oh, hey. Doesn't sound like he's full of protein powder, does he? Sounds positively weak.
Does your housemate spike your things with protein powder? Really?
It Tom. Starts to smell after a bit, doesn't it?
Does it look like Scarface? That's how I imagine it. This kind of like roid-raged guy sat in front of the telly just being like,
cool for fun.
Yeah, I'll say hello to my little friend because it shrinks it, doesn't it? Does it shrink it?
Tom, when he was living with his flatmates back in his flaccid, my flaccid flatmates.
Most people who live with me are flaccid. It's the effect I have on them.
Now, you was it one of your flatmates in your house at university started putting corn in everything. Tom would be cooking, and his mate would just open a tin of corn and just pour it into the, whatever he was cooking, you know. And so Tom, in order to prove to the house that they were eating too much... So this is insane, right? He said, we're eating too much corn in this house.
This is my worst story, by the way. Yeah. You shouldn't be telling.
He said, we're eating too much corn... We're eating too much corn in this house, and in order to give a sort of visual clue that they're eating too much corn, he opened a copy of The Guardian, put it on the ground, shat onto it in front of his housemates, and went, look at that, we are eating too much corn! It looks like a fucking cob!
It was at the end of a heated argument. It didn't just happen.
That is one way to shut an argument down.
I didn't just thrust it upon them. They were like, prove it. And I was like, I can prove it.
Oh, my God. You are the worst of my life. You realise right now I was so reluctant for him to take off his trousers. Never know what's going to follow.
I haven't eaten corn for days. You're safe. Hey, does corn just go straight through? Is that true?
Well, let's find out now.
The worst show ever. Anyway, has anyone got another beef?
Is that not a YouTube channel you're thinking of starting up? Does corn just go straight through? Do you remember when Does It Blend used to be very
successful? You could do it like poo sticks.
No, poo sticks is... The word poo sticks... You know what poo sticks is, don't you?
Yeah, but you could each eat a... Oh, no, let's not go into this. This is getting very scatty.
There was a good one. What, who's
everyone
one was,
could the... eat a single piece of corn?
No. Oh, you race it.
Yeah.
And then, I love it, I'm in.
That's it, yeah. You race it through your body, and then you poo into a sieve.
You are. Now, here's a question. As a smaller person, right?
Do we can call it panning for gold.
And at the end
it's
of
not
it,
bad.
The Johnny Green Giant is just green because he's throwing up, isn't it? So, because I'm a smaller person, do I have smaller guts than a taller person? Would I have a natural advantage having, you know...
Let's find out. Not as far. We play panning for gold.
That'll be our first round this week. It doesn't quite fit with making the bed, but, you know...
Panning for gold.
Nice work.
It's got a theme tune, it's got a catchphrase, it's ticking the boxes. We can have Richard Osman as the Jolly Green Giant. He'd be perfect.
Hey, very good, actually, yeah. I think this could be our ticket to QI. Finally, a viable TV product. Basically, quite a lot of reviews of Bad Adults were basically, oh, you just took a shit and made and filmed it. Mate, we wouldn't now. We're going to do it for real, guys.
And it'll be better.
And it'll be
What have you got?
Who's got the good one of the microwave? Have you got it?
Oh, yes. Adam says, my flatmate constantly stops the microwave with 1 second to go. Who does that?
Oh, yeah. Does he pretend like he's defusing a bomb?
Yes. Yes. This is brilliant.
That's impossible.
That's great. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, microwave, do in the microwave.
I always do that because I don't like the beeps.
Oh, why do you not like the beeps?
They're just loud.
Aww. You're adorable.
Is that why you never set an alarm and oversleep and are late to all our things? Just don't like the beeps.
It's 6:30 in the evening, mate. You should be showing up on time.
How late? Although, stupidly, my alarm is a microwave.
Oh, very toasty in your bed, isn't it? Yeah. Toasty, and your gums are always bleeding.
If I ever end up on a life support machine, don't come and visit me.
Oh, finally, a bit of peace. In two senses of the term. Rosie here. Rosie Spiegelhalter. Oh my God!
Great name.
Hallelujah chorus. Is that you, Rosie?
Hi.
Excellent first and last name.
What's your middle name?
Kate.
Nah.
Oh, God, what a shame.
Oh, Rosie. Oh, no, I tell you what, Rosie K Spiegelhalter though. If you just go K, Rosie K Spiegelhalter. I want those business cards, mate. I want those business cards. So Rosie says this comes straight from the pen of the Spiegelhalter. The burning missive from the Spiegelhalter residence. My housemate, a.k.a. boyfriend.
Oh,
fair enough. Keep it cash.
Did you start housemate and then progress? Or
No.
That's okay then.
Okay. You started boyfriend really, and now you're story. Regressing is what's happening.
Then became housemate.
Oh, okay. Right, okay, good. You're still boyfriend. That's good. This, by the way, he sounds like a keeper because he has set the fingerprint response security on his iPhone to recognise his toe. Nice bit of...
ledge.
Nice bit of work, Spiegelhalter's a better half.
Total ledge.
Recognises toe and he turns his phone on this way and thinks this is normal.
What does he do on the bus?
Is he always in flip-flops?
Is he a chimpanzee?
He's not the guy from Every Which Way But Loose, is he? He's not that guy.
Classic Spiegelhalter.
Classic Spiegelhalter dating an ape. I know one thing about Spiegelhalter, you cannot take her to the monkey enclosure. She comes out with 4 or 5 phone numbers, she really does. All done by toes.
What's his surname?
Phillips.
Whoa! Oh. You've got to retain your name.
Retain your name, Spiegelhalter. Give him yours.
Yes. Absolutely. What's his first name?
James
Phillips. Why are you going out with James Phillips?
Oh my god.
Fucking screwdriver over there. No way. Spiegelhalter deserves better than Phillips.
Combine them and just make it longer.
Spiegelips. Spiegelips, I like.
Spiegelips.
I like the Spiegelips. A moment on the Spiegelips, a lighter on the Spiegelhips. That's what they say. We're not getting better. Good night, everybody. Good night. Should we introduce our guests?
Oh my god. No. Yes. So basically, you just can't imagine that this is a podcast set in our flat, so you're all our guests around our flat. So
yeah, for some reason, Tom's invited guests around and taken his trousers off. So
it's so hot because we've irresponsibly heated our flat. If you feel too warm, you feel free to pop your jeans off. I've not had hot
How uncomfortable did the audience feel there? That was incredible.
I've not had hot water. My boiler's broke since Tuesday morning.
So oh my god! So you haven't showered?
I haven't showered since Tuesday.
Why
no!
Did you?
No, mate.
Put your jeans back on.
Thank you, mate.
I need to air this. I need to air it. Wait, no, Aaron. I'm not an animal. I've boiled the kettle a few times and sat in the bath.
Well, no, that doesn't make you clean. You've got to put that water in the bath as well.
Right, okay.
Can't just sit in the bath and have a cup of tea.
That's what I've been doing wrong. All I'm saying is I've gone from one extreme to the other. That's all. Very cold flat, very warm room. It's hard, extremes. So, speaking of extremes, we have got two extremely talented guests.
Yes.
Not bad. Not
absolutely
bad.
Right. They'll be saying more than words.
Oh yeah, like that.
Stream the band.
Thanks very much, yes.
Five people clapping is Crosby's favourite sound.
Oh my god.
Two of the funniest men who live in the south of the country.
Wow!
What do you think about that statement?
I'm sat next to you right now.
No, they're genuinely two of the funniest men around. Why have you gone quiet?
Up at the end. There we go. The two of the funniest men around.
No, but if you go...
Why is everyone applauding? I don't know what's going on.
No, if you go up at the end, then it sounds like a question. Two of the funniest men around?
No, not question mark. The two of the funniest men around. Please welcome Nish Kumar and John Robbins.
They are funny.
I have to be honest with you. When he said speaking of extremes, I was like, well, I know which one of us. Absolutely unbelievable.
Have you really got no pants on?
He's got pants on.
Oh, right.
Got no American pants.
Oh, they're tighter than would be ideal.
By the way, would be ideal is his porno name as well.
It's already going well.
Up at the end, mate. Now,
that's the name of his porn movie.
Hey-o! Press record!
Are we capturing this panning for gold? Okay, so the theme is make the bed. As we haven't done for the last year, we haven't recorded any of the sketches yet. We're going to record...
Can I just hear from John?
Of course you can.
Sorry, can I just hear from John?
Hello, mate. Hello there.
Great. I'm not... It sounds good.
Good. I'll catch a riff later in the show, don't worry. Just
Gnarly dude.
Nish had a couple of zingers. I'm not going to jump in when it's not my vibe.
Absolutely.
It will come.
You wait. You wait. So we're gonna crack up with the show. We haven't got the sketch, but we have got the last part of the sketch. You'll hear the words Flatshare Slam Down. You can whoop and cheer, and the show will begin.
Can we have a quick straw poll? Remember,
folks, we're just going to break now for a straw poll. Nothing more fun before you record a podcast than a quick straw poll.
Really, those of you
here we go. I'm going to go to fucking Wicker Man in a second.
Your poll smells of straw at the moment.
There it is! There it is!
He's in the game!
John Robbins, everyone! Welcome to the podcast! He will do that. He will do that.
Well, there we have it. What a wonderful episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. We certainly enjoyed doing it. If you're ever in town when we're recording an episode, please do come along because they are genuinely a lot of fun. We do all that chat at the start, and plus we have an episode to record and we have lots of drinks, probably too many of them, but they're an absolute gas. And I'm sorry, we do mainly do them in London. I'm sorry if you're not local. But we are, this year, we're going to be doing one at the Macunclus Comedy Festival in Wales. So if you're there, please come along. And we're also going to be doing one at the Latitude Festival also, which is going to be, it's going to be okay. That one, I'm not so sure about. It's quite a big tent. It's a bit of an unknown commodity. We don't know how it's going to go down, but fingers crossed. I think we'll probably, these things normally fine. Normally have a good time. It will be the Sunday, and normally we go pretty large on a Saturday night at Latitude, let me tell you. But we'll see. We don't have to put it out, truth be told. You know, if it's an absolute car crash. But so far, I mean, we've had quite a few of those in our past anyway, and we've always ended up putting them out. So you know. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you all soon. Bye.
Flatshare Slam Down.
We're in a flat.
Flatshare Slam Down.
And we're sharing with our mate.
Flatshare Slam Down.
Someone's gonna slow it down.
Flatshare Slam Down.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.